人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我非常高兴的请到贝尔维尤市市议员的候选人 Nicholas Tong， 欢迎 Nicholas， 参加我们的节目。那我们刚刚简单的欢迎了一下尼克啊，然后尼克他是微软的工程师，然后他现在应该是第一次参选啊，然后我们请尼克介绍一下自己好吗？
Hey, welcome to our Chinese radio. And we knew you are the Microsoft engineer, and it's first time for you to be the candidate for the Bellevue Council member election. So can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Absolutely, I can. Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me here. Hello, everybody. My name is Nicholas Tan. I'm 30 years old, and I'm running for a candidate for Bellevue City Council. I'd like to thank you, Lisa and Xiaoyuan,for giving me the opportunity to talk to everybody here with Seattle Chinese Radio.
大家好，我就简单翻译他，他自我介绍呢，就是说他首先他是刚才小袁说的是微软的工程师，然后今年是30岁，他很高兴有这个机会在咱们的这个西雅图中文电台和大家见面，关于他这次要参加Bellevue 的市议员的竞选，他想给大家分享一些他的心得。
我们想知道您为什么想要参选。
We want to know why you want to run this election campaign.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a long answer, right? I'm running on a campaign and a platform, and what I want to do is put workers and working families first, front and center. That's my priority. That's what I'm here to do, right? And that's because I see parents struggling with childcare costs here in this city. There's families trying to keep up with the rising utility bills.And there's so many people that are priced out of home ownership, and they're priced out of building their lives here. Who I'm working with our labor unions. I'm working with our healthcare workers, our teachers, sanitation, food service workers. And I'm listening to them because I want to represent them. My campaign
is about...
Please
pause a little bit.
Sorry, I understand. Sorry about that. I'll be slower in talking.
这个我们这个Nicholas 呢，他有很多的心得。他呢，首先呢，就是说他希望做到的是什么？帮助我们 Bellevue 当地的一些人，因为他的亲身经历里面看到这里的生活成本呢越来越高，小孩儿我们都知道孩子的看护啊，这些幼儿园的成本也很高，同时呢医疗这些都是我们民生生活中不可忽略的一些。那他呢希望在这个里面呢能通过自己参加竞选以后能够把这个声音发出来，能够影响到然后帮助到大家。
Thank you.
Yeah, I had it.
Would I be able to continue?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like I said, my campaign is about listening to the common person. And what I want to do is work towards policies that makes life easier and more affordable for ordinary workers here in Bellevue. Some things that I'm proposing... Yes, per sentence. I'll pause after every sentence.
我们希望就是这个就是他说的是呢，是他希望做到的是什么？就是聆听，他希望听到大众的声音，然后通过这种聆听的过程呢，把大众的声音反映到制定政策上面。他希望帮助更多的人能够在这个生活成本上，就是能够接受这种当地的这样的一个生活成本，比如刚才提到的医疗呀，孩子的看护啊，这些都是我们生活中不可忽略的成本。那他想做到的就是在这方面来帮助大家。Go ahead.
Thank you. Some of the ideas I'm proposing, those are things like city-funded childcare run by unionized workers. I want to see what we can do to remove taxes on things that working families buy, like prepared food and school supplies. I want to look for public options for electricity and internet to bring down monthly bills, because right now both of those are monopolies owned by private companies.
他刚才讲的呢就提到了，比如说Internet 啊，就是我们生活中所看到的。但是呢，我希望他再给大家做一些解释，因为有的他所提到的，我不是特别的了解他的详情。所以小袁，如果你有问的话，但他的意思呢，就是说他希望把这政策反映出来，然后希望和一些union 啊这种工会啊他们的 通过这种政策的制定啊合作呢，希望就是说把生活成本降低下来。Can you give us a little bit more about the fund you mentioned? How can you use the fund to help the resident here in Bellevue for affordability?
Absolutely, right. Those are the things I'm proposing. Is what we can do. It's a simple principle, right? We pay so much in taxes. We should be working to use those taxes to remove as much burden as we can from working people who are just trying to live their lives. And we should do that wherever we can, wherever there is the possibility.
嗯，那他提到，我刚才请他解释一下啊，怎么样去做到呢？就是这个，就是像资金方面，他提到第一点呢，就是他也打算把这个作为他竞选的一个提议，就是税，怎么样把这个我们收到的这个税呢，能够更多的运用在帮助这个当地的人的这个身上。
That's great. 我们很想知道就是您个人的经历，就是比如说您在哪里出生的，在哪里上的学，然后然后上学之后的工作经历，就是能不能给我们介绍一下。
Can you give us a brief introduction about yourself? Where you born and the school, your education, kind of like your personal life, if you want to share with the audience.
Yes, personal life. I'll talk a little bit about where I'm born and then go into, I guess, some of my community experience, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
嗯，那他说很高兴会跟大家分享一下，关于他的这个生活经历了。Can you start from like where you were born?
Absolutely. So I was born in Portland, Oregon. States out in Oregon, right? And after I was born, my family moved us to Phoenix, Arizona. So I lived in Phoenix. That's where I went to school at Arizona State University. Right? And I talk a lot about really not having a plan to go to university. We were very poor.
这个刚才他说，首先呢，他是出生在俄勒冈哈 ，Oregon。然后呢，他后来呢就搬到了凤凰城，也就是亚利桑那州的凤凰城，在那里上的学，也在那里上的大学。但他提到了一点，其实他本身呢是没有计划去上大学，为什么？因为他的家境呢是没有那么好，就是比较穷，贫穷的这样一个家庭。
Yeah, okay. I was very lucky. I was very good at taking tests. I was very good at taking tests. So I got a good scholarship to go to school, and that's why I went to school. I got a bachelor's degree in computer science. And after I graduated, I went to San Francisco to work there for about six years over in San Francisco until I moved here to Washington.
So San Francisco, you graduated from school in San Francisco, right?
In Arizona, at Arizona State University.
Okay. So 那他呢？他说很幸运，就是说虽然他的家境呢比较贫穷，但是他非常幸运，就是他的成绩很好，他的分数呢就让他能够拿到了奖学金。由于有这个奖学金的支持，他得以完成学业。那他的专业呢就是计算机科学，所以后来呢他又到了三藩市。
Right, and I'll talk a little bit about my community experience too. Alongside of my work, I started to get involved in the community around 2020. During the anti-Asian attacks, I lived in San Francisco at the time. And in response, that's where I really wanted to help out where I can. I started a community organization, and we grew that to 100, 150 people that went out and to help local Asian nonprofits. We got people to escort elders on their errands who were scared to go out. We donated a lot of money to the community to buy things like alarms and whistles that would be distributed.
他分享的就是说，首先他为什么会走到这个今天想要这个从政啊，或者是当然起源也是比较有趣，是2020年的时候，那个时候不是发生了亚洲仇恨的这样一个这些一个社会的现象吧。那么很多人亚裔人呢，他是非常担心这个安全问题，不敢走到街上，因为这样的话你可能会有一些危险。所以他当时呢就是说和一些人一块儿做了一些这个非盈利的这个组织啊，召集了150个人，然后他们就开始募捐，募到了一些钱，这样的话可以来帮助做一些事情。
Right, and when I moved here to Washington, I wanted to keep continuing volunteering with the community. First, I joined the Bellevue Police Advisory Committee, And that's where I advised them on how to better engage with the Asian population in Bellevue, as well as I also volunteer with the Bellevue Diversity Advisory Network. And that's where we advise city teams and departments on how to better engage with our community and gather more feedback.
So when you moved to Washington, you work as police advisor or just volunteered to be
this
a
is,
police advisor?
That's volunteering. I have my normal job at Microsoft still.
Okay. 那后来呢他就来到了华盛顿州，在这里他依然还是一个计算机这方面就是 IT 业的工程师，但是呢由于他的经历呢也当然由于他自己的个人的背景，所以他致力于就是帮助我们亚裔在美国的境遇，所以他首先在华州呢他是在警察的这个部门参与做了一些义工工作，就是帮助也就是以亚裔的这个对亚裔仇恨这方面他其实是希望做到一些工作来帮助大家的。
您去过这些城市就是包括 Phoenix, San Francisco, 还有那个 Seattle, 就是来您觉得这些城市之间比较哪些城市是哪个城市是你最喜欢的或是做的最好的，从那个就是政府方面。
So you have been different cities such as Phoenix and Oregon and Seattle, you mentioned San Francisco in California. So in terms of political standpoint, which city you think the government of the city, you think they did a better job? Or you prefer or you like?
I can say there's good and bad about every city that I've lived in, right? I think San Francisco does a good job engaging with its community. I think in Bellevue, we can do a better job of that here. That's why I want to run, actually, because I think it can be better and I want to be a part of making it better.
他说在他经历的这城市里面，他觉得三藩呢就是他个人的感觉呢是还是做得蛮好的，在和这个当地的比如说社区的这种连接这方面，那么他来到了 Bellevue 这个地方，他认为还是有很多的机会能让他做得还更好一些。
啊，就是我想问，我很有冲动就问你两个比较 tough 的问题，就是比如说啊，就是特朗普第二次上台，就是然后他是不喜欢这种就是叫 Welcome City 是吧，所以呢就是对华盛顿州啊包括 Bellevue 包括西雅图这种都比较严厉，所以会削减经费啊什么的。然后如果您当选议员的话，您会跟特朗普就是这个联邦政府合作，还是您会去就是跟他们去抗争？
So I have two questions, maybe tough question for you to answer. So the first question was about the Trump's second election. So after he got elected, he has kind of many policies and so one of that is fund cut. So from your standpoint in the future, if you got elected to be the council member, are you going to go against Trump's office kind of the policy or you are kind of support?
I think we have to protect our community no matter what we do, right? You mentioned there's going to be cutting a lot of funds to the city. That's very true. And I think that's something that's very important for us to pay attention to. We need to be more resilient. That's why I put forward plans for us to become less reliant on national monopolies like Comcast and PSC. PSC is not even owned by us. It's not even a public company. It's owned by private equity up in Canada. And we need to almost decouple ourselves from that. We need to become more resilient as a city so that we can protect our people.
那这个 Nicholas 的回答呢，他说首先我是立足于社区，我所要做的是要为社区服务，帮助社区赢得最大的利益。So, 小袁，你的第二个问题是什么？
没有，我就是刚刚就这个问题，就是他Trump 对那个 sanctuary city 就是比较 tough， 所以 就是其实你问的差不多了，就是他是选择跟联邦政府合作还是对抗，就这样子。
再重复问他一下嘛。
可以啊，可以。
好的，刚才你所提到那个就是 Trump 的那个 policy， 你可以直接跟他说一下吗？
What I mean is, Trump administration is, tough, or he just targets the sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. So will you resist the federal administration or select to cooperate with the federal government like that? Yeah.
I would like us to resist that. My family came here as refugees, and I have a lot of personal experience with the community there. I would work to protect our people here.
那 Nicholas 他的回答呢，就是说，首先我的家庭来到美国的时候是一个难民的身份，所以对我来说最重要的是保护当地的人民，保护这个我们在这里的社区生活。
所以您提到您的家庭是难民的那个家庭，所以能不能给我们介绍一下，就是您的家人当初是怎么来到美国的，然后就是他们经历了什么？才有您现在就是到您这一代能够上大学，然后有体面的工作，然后有可能会从政。
So you just mentioned your family came as a refugee. Do you mind give us a little bit? I mean, this is kind of a tough portion in your life. So how your family moved to the U.S. What were their experience to be a refugee and how you grew up in such an environment?
So my family moved here due to the Vietnam War. We are Vietnamese. We moved here due to the Vietnam War. They came over after the war because my father was a prisoner of war in northern Vietnam. He was fighting for the South, for the American side, and he was a prisoner of war. And they had a program that allowed POWs.To come over to the United States. That's the program we took to come over here, because if we had not, then we would have been in a lot of danger.
So which year do you remember which year your parents moved there? You born here, right?
Yes, I was born here a couple of years after they landed.
Now,
I think two years after.
Do you mind to give us a little bit kind of a...about your last name, because last name sounds like a little bit like a Chinese type or a Vietnam, it's a typical Vietnam last name, right?
Yes. Yeah, I understand. T-A-N is a big Chinese last name, I understand. To explain about my last name, my father's last name was originally Lee, and it's a funny story. Am I allowed to tell funny stories?
Sure.
Okay. So when my father was younger, he was part of a big family. I think he has like 9 siblings. He's the youngest of 9. And when there was a year where in the first month of the year, his oldest brother died. And then in the second month, the second oldest sibling died. And in the third month, the third oldest sibling died. And so everybody was, they were scared. They thought they were cursed. So they changed their names.And after they all changed their names, nobody died. And so he changed his name actually to Ton Tat, which is a more Vietnamese name. When they came over here to America, he went through customs and customs changed it and shortened it to just Ton.
Okay.
Instead of
Ton Tat. 那我们还有两分钟，我就尽快的把它的翻译了。首先呢，就是刚才提到了难民身份，那很显然就是说 ，Nicholas 呢，他是那个越南裔。他是父母呢当时是在越南，因为越战的时候他父亲是属于北越的，在战争结束的时候，因为北越是跟美国相关联的，所以战争结束的时候有一项计划，就说凡是战争中跟美国军队有关的，他们是有机会移民到就是逃难了，来到了美国。所以他父母来到美国以后，他是在美国出生的。那我们就问到说他的这个姓 听起来就是很像中国人的这个姓。他说实际上他父亲是姓李但是呢他问是不是可以讲一点他们家的这个故事那他父亲本来是有九个兄弟姊妹的但是呢有一些不好的事情好像发生了，就是第一个孩子第二个孩子就接二连生了，接二连三的就去世了，所以因为这个原因他们觉得好像这个不是一个很幸运的这个姓，所以他们就改了姓，改成姓童后来他们移民来到，就作为难民移民来到美国，在海关的时候呢就把他的这个姓呢就进行了简化，就变成了今天的这个 TON 就是他的姓了。
好，我们进一下广告，广告之后请继续收听我们对Nicholas Tong 的专访。
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播13周年。
游客们请注意，自2025年5月7日起，新的航空旅行用身份证件要求开始生效，请立即访问 realidwa.com， 确保你已经做好准备。有多种形式的身份证件可供选择，只需确保您出发到机场前备好您的身份证件，以实现轻松无忧的旅行。行动起来，立即做好准备，以便我们一起开始航空旅行。请立即访问 realidwa.com。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子。索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话2069206721，2069206721。
欢迎回到我们正在直播的《美国故事》栏目的节目现场。
Welcome back to the Chinese Radio Program。
好，今天我们通过 Zoom， 非常高兴的采访到被委有4亿元第二席位的候选人 Nicholas Tong， 就是我们很thank you for joining us for the interview。好，那我们就是接下去问尼克，就是您对被委有这个市政了解多少，然后您觉得哪些方面是需要改进的？
So the question was how much you know about the city Bellevue and which area you think there's a kind of an opportunity for improvement?
So to say that I know a lot about the city of Bellevue, I have been involved in certain parts of the advisory level.Right? And where we talk about opportunities for improvement, I think there's real opportunity here to kind of support our families that live here, right? From the adults to the children, right? And I've put together a lot of ideas here, from subsidized childcare for families, because childcare is so expensive here, to creating a scholarship fund for the school district where we hold contests for kids to submit their ideas on how to improve the city.Right, I want to involve more family members, more family people in city policy by offering them travel vouchers and maybe on-site childcare, maybe snacks for people that come to City Hall to make comments with their children.
那他呢？他说，首先就是说，我们刚才的问题说他对 Bellevue 的了解，他说他实际上因为在这个地方他了解很多，那么他认为作为一个他做了这个 advisor 这样一个咨询和建议的这种一个角这个咨询员的话，他首先要做的就是什么？他希望是对家庭、对成年人、对孩子能提供一些 帮助，这里面就提到了比如说孩子的看护的成本啊，然后上学学费也是一个大家关注的地方。那么他希望就是说有这些有些资金呢能够倾斜到比如说孩子降低孩子的这个看护成本，以及给孩子读书提供这种奖学金的机会，这样能够帮助到人们更多的去获得更好的这个受教育的机会和小孩在成长的过程中得到更好的看护。
做到这些需要加税吗？
太
Yeah.
You meant the resident need to pay more tax, right?
I mean to achieve this, do you need to increase tax for the common people? Yeah,
if we talk about needing to increase tax, I think what we have to look at is Washington already has a very high tax, but it's a tax that taxes poor people more than it does the rich people. We call that a very regressive tax, right? What I feel like we need to do is we cannot keep looking for ordinary workers to bear the burden of tax over rich people here in this city. And we need to make sure that our revenue generation reflects that.Anything that we do to raise money needs to be done with the sense that this does not impact the working person. Maybe we look at things like a vacancy tax where, ordinary people, they're not owning a 5, 6, 7 homes and leaving them empty. Maybe we look at a tax on supercars or private boats or yachts or people that have waterfront docks, right?
那刚才我们的问题呢是问到说为了能够更好的就是帮助普通的人，比如在教育上啊，在看护上的话，那台长这个电台的台长呢就问了问题说，那这会不会导致我们这个税要会增长呢？那尼克的回答呢，他说当然他知道华州的税已经都很高了，那他希望这个税就是在这种资金的税收的这个情况下呢，希望是不要对普通的这种工薪阶层造成重大的负担。我们知道有一些比如说豪华游艇啊，还有一些就是说从这个富人的这里面是可以去得到一些税收上的So can you explain a little more about your policy you mentioned not impact the ordinary people and working class, but the tax will come from, can I say tax will come from more from rich people?
Absolutely. And I think the common thing that people talk about when that happens is, what if all the rich people leave? I don't think they will leave. When we think about rich people, they don't live where it's cheap. They live where it's nice.And if we can use our tax money to make this place a very nice place to live, make it even better to live, they will not just stay, but more will come here.
那么我们刚才就是直接问他说这个是不是就是说杀富济贫吧，就是从有钱人手上去收到更高的税。那他提到一点就是如果我们能够拿钱把这个城市建设得更好，吸引有钱人来居住的话，因为他说这个有钱人他不是因为这个地方便宜，而是这个地方很好，环境很好，那他们会来，所以呢要把这个地方，比如说到这里，这个地方应该就是咱们这个 Bellevue， 把这个 Bellevue 建设的更好，能够吸引一些高收入的人群来居住，这样的话在税收上能够有很大的帮助。
您能不能讲一讲您对这个公共安全还有公共交通这些方面的议题方面的就是观点。
So, 小袁 asked two questions. The first one is, can you tell us about your opinion or your comments about public security? Second question is about public transportation, but please answer the first one, public security. How do you think?
Safety.
I think public safety is very important.
Are they your top priorities?
Absolutely, right? Okay. We cannot have a good developing city without public safety. People need to be feel safe to go outside, to spend their money, to use the transit, to partake in aspects of our community. Otherwise, it's not a very good city. It needs to be safe.
那他的回答呢，就是说一个城市没有公共安全的城市不是一个好的城市，因为人们希望在这个城市里面居住安全，能够走出去感觉能够消费生活居住都充满了这个安全感。
But how do you plan to increase the public safety?
Right. When we talk about increasing public safety, I think many people will think about what to do with our police, first of all.Right. I know there's a lot of people that will say defund the police. That's something a lot of people say. I think what we need to do with our police is not to ask them to do like five jobs in one. Right. We ask them to be social workers. We ask them to be traffic controllers. We ask them to do mental health checks. We ask them to go and check up on seeing if our elders are okay. I think we should ask policemen to do the jobs of police and focus on solving crime problems, on doing detective work, on stopping criminals, and a lot of those other things that they don't sign up to do. We offload that onto other people. We hire specialists, mental health specialists, to take care of people that are suffering from mental health. We hire social workers to check in on people at their houses. We hire home nurses to check in and make sure our elders are okay. We hire traffic officers, traffic operators to do the traffic work, and we leave police to do policing work. And I think if we let them do that, let them do the job they sign up for, our community will be safer. Because right now, they are so overworked. They do five jobs, six jobs in one, and we have a huge overtime budget for them, right? I think we expect them to work 40 hours a week. They work 60, 80 every single week.
那他说到呢，第一，这个要保证公共安全，那最重要的人是谁？就是警察。那目前警察由于资金的原因、紧缺的原因呢，他们是身兼多职。作为警察，他们要去做社工的工作，要做交通警察的工作所以其实他们就是说做了很多一些其他非警察的这种分内的工作，导致他们每天都很忙，每周就是无法真正的去做到警察应该做的。那警察应该做的是什么？就是应该去做对打击犯罪分子，然后去侦探案件，就是让大家感觉到安全。当一个案件发生了，那警察能够在最快的时间内解决这个犯罪的就是问题，让人们觉得比较安全的。但目前的情况下呢，警察确确实实是被就是他们其实同时在做很多工作导致无法完成真正的把警察工作做好。所以他建议呢，就是说那些就是说看生病的人啦，或者说一些心理问题的人，这个应该是找那些专业的人员、社工之类让他们去做，而不是浪费警察的这种特殊职能去做这些其他的社会工作。
那您是不是觉得应该招聘更多的警察？然后这也是不是意味着那个被围有的居民需要交更多的税
？So do you mean in order to let a policeman to do their job? Do you think Bellevue need to hire more policemen? If this is the case, do you think this will increase the tax burden to the residents in Bellevue?
So in this case, I think we need to hire support staff for the police, where.We can just let them focus on stopping criminals and investigating crime. And what we can do is then not have them work 60 or 80 hours a week. We take that overtime budget that's already currently there. It's baked into their time, right? I think we hire policemen at around $100,000 a year, but we tell them, hey, you'll make $150,000 a year because of all the overtime you're going to be accruing.We shouldn't be doing that. It's not right because we're overworking them. If we use that overtime budget to hire people to support them, then they don't need to work overtime. We don't need to pay them so much because they're not working overtime anymore. And we can support our policemen and our community safety less dangerously as well, without raising tax on the people.
他那个 Nick 回答的一个呢，首先就是由于现在的警察呢，他们人员的紧缺，他是需要 在就是加班，那加班首先他是有加班的工资，所以在这样的情况下其实是要花大量的资金去付这个加班费。那么他认为说，如果我去雇一些不是警察，是一些就是其他人员，就是 support 的支持性的这种工作岗位的人员那就是这样的话，让这些人去帮助警察减低他们目前的工作量同时由于这样的一个减轻呢，警察是不需要去加班的，那么这个加班的资金其实就降低了，可以拿这个部分来去招聘更多的一些非警察人员来支持警察的工作。
Let's have another break。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们正在直播的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们嘉宾是贝尔维尤市市议员第二号席位的候选人，尼克拉斯通。那尼克拉斯他是来自一个越南的难民家庭，但是他经过自己的努力，就是从亚利桑那州立大学计算机系毕业，然后先后在湾区还有西雅图地区工作。那他到了贝尔维尤定居之后呢，就是也参与了就是贝尔维尤那个警察的一个就是咨询的 advisory 是吧，一个委员会，所以呢也参与了一些工作。那他很希望通过就是自己参与或者说成为市议员来让贝尔维尤成为更好的城市。那我们继续问那个尼克西问题，就是您对公共交通的看法是怎样的？
So our second question was about what's your opinion about the public transportation?
Right. I think public transportation is a good thing to have. And I've lived in a city where it's very bad, Phoenix, and in a city where it's a lot better than where it is here in San Francisco, right? Public transportation, when it's done well, it is safe, it's clean, it helps people get around to where they need to be.And it opens up more affordable options for people because, say, if we have a good and clean line over to Seattle when the 2 line opens, it's going to then people can live where it's cheaper and then come over here, right? And in 20 minutes or so. So public transportation is something that will open up our communities very well, provided it's done well, right? And I've seen when it's not done well.In Phoenix, we had a light rail there, too. And it's neither safe nor clean. And I don't want to see that here. I would work to make sure that it's usable by the people.
那我们刚才谈到了交通呢，他就提到了比如像轻轨。首先这个交通，公共交通对于市民的出行的重要意义在哪里呢？因为西雅图这些地方或者说 Bellevue 其实城市中间这个都比较房子的比较贵，那很多人是无法居住在这些城市中间的。那么如果有好的这个公共交通的话，那就给一些就是工作的人呢提供一个非常就是说相对不是那么昂贵的一个出行机会，就是他们可以居住在便宜的社区里面然后呢以最快的方式能够到达比如说像这些工作就业机会比较多的 这些大城市的中心，那么像轻轨这些呢，就是一个非常好的一个方式。那但是有一点的时候，我们乘坐这些公共交通工具的时候，安全和卫生也是一个很重要的我们的考虑的地方。那他讲了一些其他的，他在其他地方的，比如说 Phoenix 啊，他们有轻轨啊，那就是如果一个交通工具上不安全和不干净，对大家的这个乘坐的感受是不好的。
然后我们知道就是贝尔维尤有很多大公司进驻，然后以后的交通可能会越来越拥堵。在这个方面你有没有就是你觉得有什么样的 solution 比较好，能够使那个贝尔维尤既能够高速的发展，另一方面交通也不是那么可怕，就是不会堵的就完全走不动路这样。
So we have seen Bellevue is attracting more and more big companies come in too. So good side is provide the job opportunity and more population. But the downside is because of the population and so the traffic jam is obvious. So do you have any solution? One side we can attract more company, more population. The other side we can resolve the traffic jam issue.
Right.There's when we talk about traffic, I think that's where the public transportation comes into the conversation, right? Because that's the best way that a city can scale and make sure everybody can get to where they need to be efficiently, effectively, and quickly. In a city where it's done well, I've visited Japan, I've visited Hong Kong, I plan to visit Europe, but in cities where public transportation is done well, they have much less traffic because people want to take the public transportation, and that's where we need to be, is to make it good enough where it gets people where they're from to where they need to be, and make it so they want to take it over driving their own personal car. Our roads can only be widened so much. we can't have 6 or 7 or 8 lane roads, so we need to think about how we can scale this.population and traffic problem in different ways.
那 Nick 他认为呢，能够解决这个交通问题的就是公共交通。那么他去过日本啊、香港啊、欧洲啊这些地方，那我们都看到这些城市是比较拥挤的。但是在公共交通比较发达的地方，你就会发现，即便人流很大，但是呢，它的交通状况会变得好多了。所以呢，这个就是首先我们要提供好的这个交通工具。而且这个是要点对点，因为必须要给人们的出行带来方便人们才会减少去开私家车。而我们现在的交通的阻塞就是因为大量的私家车和一个人驾驶的私家车导致的这个阻塞。那么公交系统呢，能够把更多的人通过一辆车的这种状态能够带到想去的地方。所以这是他认为的能够帮助到城市拥挤的一个解决方案。
我想知道您对您的竞选对手了不了解，然后跟他们相比您的优势在哪里。
Do you know anything about your counterpart
opponents、yeah.
Okay.
I do know a little bit about them, yes.
And what's your advantage over them?
I think I have a good amount of advantages over them, rightWhen I say that, I'm not a politician. This is my first foray. I'm not a business owner. I'm just a regular worker. And I'm not an executive like one of them is. I'm not taking donations from other businesses or from other special interest political action funds. I think the advantage of voting for me is that I'm just a regular person. I don't want to go to D.C. To me, my neighbors are people. They're not just numbers.Right, I understand what the displacement looks like. I've been priced out before of places I used to live, and I understand that when people leave because of that, they're gone. Right? When people leave, they don't come back. They take their families, they take their culture and their impact on the community, and they leave where it's more affordable and they can meet their life goals. Here, sorry, I'll let you translate that.
Okay. 他呢就是说到说我的优势是啥，就是首先我不是一个政客，我只是一个普通的人，一个普通的工作的这个人，而且呢我自己本身由于房价的节节升高，我不得不搬出我曾经居住的地方，所以我知道民生之苦，我就是其中的一部分，我并没有接受到任何不管是大公司或者一些私募的，没有任何资金，我就是通过我自己对这个社区的这个热情和帮助，我希望就是说能够做到这些事情啊。所以呢就是他认为他的优势也就是他是这个社区的一部分。
Thank you。
你还年轻是不是你的优势？
Is that you, do you think the youth young is your kind of your advantage?
Yes, a little bit of that, right? Yes, I think it's a new perspective.
他说是的，他认为在这个竞选对手之类，他的年龄相对年轻一些的话，这也是他的一个优势。
还有您，如果您当选的话，您会给贝尔维尤带来什么
？So if you got elected, what do you think you can bring to the Bellevue?
What I'm bringing, I think, is my priorities and my values, right?And my value and priority has not changed. It is that I feel like we need to create more ways for people to meet their goals here in Bellevue, where people feel safe and confident in starting their families here. And that's how we build the community here. Some of that is going to be lowering the cost of living. Some of that is lowering the cost of housing so that people can buy and put down their roots here, lowering the cost of entry for businesses here.And supporting a living wage so people can work and support themselves and have dignity for their families here, right? And on the government side, it's listening to them and giving them the representation that's not there for the ordinary worker now. I want to be that representation because that's me. That's my family, that's my friends, that's us. We're just ordinary people and things... I'm not just going on and saying that here are problems, things are expensive. I want to be here with real solutions...That will help us live here.
那他说就这个价值我能带到这个城市的是什么？因为我深知这个在这个城市生活的成本对大家的影响。那么我希望我能做的就是说能够帮助大家实现一个生活的目标，生活在一个安全的环境中，能够有一个就是我们能够接受的一个生活成本，能够降低生活成本，能够在这里，如果我要启动这个做生意的话。我的这个生意的成本就是我启动的时候也不会就是有很高的启动资金的这种要求，就让我们不管从个人还是从做生意的这角度上来说，我们都更容易来到这个城市去生活。那他说我就是这个社区的一部分，我是一个普通的人，我是大家中的一员，我希望把这种价值带到这个社区里。
那个今天非常高兴也非常荣幸我们请到贝尔维尤那个市议员第二席位的候选人尼克拉斯通参加我们的采访，然后我们不知不觉就到了节目的尾声，我们就是最后呢请尼克跟我们讲两句话，包括大家为什么选你，然后如果我们社区要支持你的话应该怎么做。
So it's almost to the end of this program, and we want you to give the audience a few kind of comments. If you want the community or community to support you, what do you want from the community? And so if just kind of a very short comment for that.
Right. So I'll make a comment first and then I'll ask for what they can do. Right. So I will say the average age of a home buyer here used to be 30 at my age, but now it's like 56.And this is a problem. If the only people buying homes here are above 50, how can we survive as a city like this? How can our school survive with so few kids? I want to make this city better for the people that live and work here, and also for people that want to live here, because that's the only way we can build ourselves a future, is by supporting the future. You can support me. I don't need donations. I'm running, right? I would just appreciate if you agree, you talk to people about me and you vote for me and you tell your friends and family that if they can vote for me, Please do. The primary is on August 5th, and I will be running for Bellevue City Council, position 1.
那他说首先呢，就是我知道在这里的生活成本是非常高的，对于30岁的年轻人来说，他们都没有办法去买房子，而买房子的人都是50岁以上的。那么在这样的情况下，我们的怎么可能去支持这个学校教育啊？因为如果没有孩子，很多的孩子在这里的话，他说至于我的竞选，我的希望是什么？就是说我首先我不需要大家给我捐款。但是如果你愿意的话，你可以去做一些宣传，和你的朋友去聊一聊关于我的事情。如果他们愿意的话，那我非常高兴大家能够支持我。那么8月15号呢，就是一个时间，大家记住了。
8月5号
让是一个这个关键的时间，请大家记住好了。如果愿意支持这个 Nick Tong 的话那就伸出你的这个热情之手吧。
好，那尼克是贝尔维尤那个市议员第一席位的候选人。那我们感谢尼克参加我们节目，我们也预祝你那个竞选顺利，能够顺利的通过那个初选。
So we wish you have a very successful campaign. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It was very enjoyable.
Thank you.
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3)免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698，西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。